Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Hiris. We are at Winter Park, and we are joined by Vikings defensive end Brian Robison as we get ready for week one. We play at Detroit in the season opener, and a big reason why we're going to win the game is Brian. What's up, dude?
What's going on? Howdy doody.
Howdy doody for you. How are we looking?
Looking good, man. We're ready to go. You know, we've been scouting Detroit a little bit. Mm-hmm. They're obviously a high-flying offense, and we got to make sure we handle them this week.
All right, so what's different about Detroit? Because we play them twice a year every year, so since 2006 you've been with us, so you've seen them a bunch, but what's different about them this year? I would say a couple of things on the offensive line that you've seen probably, and you add Reggie Bush to the mix, right? A couple of the two major differences in this team this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, if you look at it, four out of the five guys on our offensive line are new guys.
Wow.
that haven't been starters, so that's a big new look for us. Obviously, Reggie Bush being back there really helps their screen game out a lot. He mm-hmm. can do a lot of things on the perimeter in the run game, as well as get out in the screens and be able to make things happen on the edge. And then, you know, if you really look at it, they're getting that ball out quick. So, you know, I think really for us this week is going to be rushing coverage, working together, guys making sure they're covering down, you know, jamming the wide receivers, yep. whatever it is they're doing, and us being able to get in Matt Stafford's face.
So four of the five offensive linemen for them are different. The one who remains the same is the center?
Yes, Dominic Raiola.
Okay, so we're familiar with him. We've seen him a ton. So for you, Gost or Chehalis used to be the right tackle. Who do you think it's going to be this week? Do we know yet?
I think right now they have Jason Fox slotted in there.
Okay, all right. So you'll be going against him on a play-by-play basis. The screen game, you say that they use Reggie, get him out on the edge, use him in the screen game. For a defensive end, you're our base left defensive end. For you, what does that mean? What are some of your keys when a team comes in and they're really good at the screen game?
Well, I mean, a lot of times on the edge, you're not really going to see it. I mean, they're okay. giving you the same pass block. Stuff like that. So, really, we just got to make sure we get after, you know, Matthew on the edges, because a lot of times defensive ends will see the screen and then they'll turn and start running to the screen. Well, then it allows the quarterback to have time to, you know, pick out other wide receivers, stuff like that. So, for us, it's just making sure that we get in his face, and then we just got to have guys running to the ball. Once that ball gets out, we got to make sure guys are running to the ball, because, you know, screen game, when there's a play in the screen game, it's everybody's play to make.
Defensive line for us, ever since you've been here from 06 on, but lately, I think, this season, I think defensive line is going to be a strength of ours, from the fact that the four starters all return. But you add a first-round pick in Sharif Floyd, who's going to provide some depth. We have Fred Evans coming back, and then a couple of young defensive ends, and Chase Baker, who was on our practice squad last year. It seems like a pretty deep group and maybe the strength of our defense right now.
Well, I believe I had a radio interview yesterday, and like I told them, I believe that we have a chance to be one of the best defensive lines around here in a long time. I mean, everybody talks about the purple people eaters here, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what you strive for here. And I truly believe that if we go out, we have the season that we all feel like we can have, and, you know, just stay healthy, I believe that we have a chance to be one of the best defensive lines to ever play in a Minnesota Viking uniform.
I'm sure you're a guy who likes to stay in your lane a little bit, but what have you noticed about Sharif Floyd, about his game? What are some things you like that you've seen in, you know, a couple of months, really, that you've gotten to be on the field with him so far?
Well, obviously, he's a guy that wants to learn. He's a guy that's in the film room. He's asking questions. He's doing the right things. And then just for his size, his quickness, the quickness he has for his size is really shows off his athleticism, and he's doing a lot of good things for us. And like I said, when you add those two combinations with his quickness and willingness to learn, I think, you know, sky's the limit for him.
When we go into, you know, like we said, we're not going to give away a bunch of state secrets, but when we go into some nickel situations, do you think that there will be a scenario where it's Jared on one side, you on the other side, and then we get Everson in there too? Because, you know, Everson's a defensive end, but can we slide him in there? Because you three are such great pass rushers, and it's a shame to have one of you not on the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you may see that this week. You know, they're obviously their offense, I think we said it, you know, last year they had, you know, over 700 snaps of passes last
wow.
year, which is like 70% of their offense. So they're obviously a team that wants to pass the ball a lot. We're obviously going to want to be able to get after the passer. So, you know, there's going to be some opportunities that all three of us are going to be on the field, and we just got to make sure we're getting after them.
We're going to have to be road warriors here early in the season, right? I mean, you open at Detroit, week two at Chicago, get to come home and play Cleveland. Week four is a home game, but it's not home. You're going to London. We're all going to London. So, I mean, we're really on the road three of the first 4 weeks when you really look at it. You think this team is ready to tackle that task?
Well, I think we got to take it one game at a time. Obviously, the first thing we got to do is take care of Detroit this weekend. But like you said, first two games are very critical because not only are they road games, but they're division games. And, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead, but obviously – you know, Chicago is a game that we really want to win there because we haven't won there since 07.
Yeah.
So, you know, that one always sticks out for us every year. But obviously, first things first, we got to take care of Detroit this week, and then we'll worry about, you know, the rest of the season as it comes.
The talented pass rusher, football player, track star from Splendora, Texas. Have you ever been to London?
I have not.
Yeah, you're going to make your first trip. Me too. Are you looking forward to that?
I am, in a way. Obviously, it's a chance to branch out and get a hold of fans. I don't think it's going to be too fun to jump on a plane, you know, the day after a game or anything like that. So that's not going to be fun. But obviously, it's a chance to branch out. It's a chance for, you know, not only us to get our names out, but the NFL as a whole, you know, get it overseas. I know we have a lot of fans over there. And so it'll be interesting. And just playing on a different continent is kind of cool to say you've done. So it'll be pretty neat.
All right, man. Well, it's pretty neat to have you join us. So we appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good luck this week.
Thank you.
B-Rob leaves, but his point remains. The Vikings go to Detroit, and there's a few keys to the game we're going to go over here. One of them that I was going to bring up was Reggie Bush in the screen game. It's going to be important for the Vikings to do that. He's a new addition to their offense, and Reggie Bush is a running back, but he's not the bell cow workhorse running back, the Adrian Peterson, the Marshawn Lynch, the Arian Foster, the guy you give the ball to 20 or 25 times a game, and he runs between the tackles and wears the defense down. That's not Reggie Bush's strong suit. What he does is he likes to get out on the edge. Offensive coordinators like to motion him out and throw him the ball, whether he's running a route or staying behind the line of scrimmage for a screen, things like that. It's going to be key for the Vikings this week when they go to Detroit and try and win in the Motor City to tackle well, especially in the open field out in space, and that's going to be Reggie Bush. He's quick. He's fast. He's got all those skills that you want in a good screen player. And, I mean, Scott Linehan, who was the offensive coordinator here for the Vikings for a while, he's the offensive coordinator in Detroit. He's going to throw the ball to Reggie Bush, give it to him a bunch out on the edge. So a key for the Vikings is to tackle well, find Reggie Bush and tackle him, run to the ball. But let's go over three other keys to the game for Sunday really quickly. One is covering Calvin Johnson. Everyone knows he's the best receiver in the game right now. But I think Detroit's going to do something a little bit different with him than they do with a lot of teams. I think against us, they're going to play Calvin in the slot. So whether the Vikings are going to move Xavier Rhodes into the slot to cover Calvin or whether they're going to leave Josh Robinson in the slot to cover Calvin, whatever the decision is the Vikings make, whoever that guy is, he's got to do a good job of covering Calvin. Now, you're probably going to have some help over the top with Harrison Smith or Jamarcus Sanford or a linebacker or something like that, but there's going to be some pressure on one of the Vikings corners to cover Calvin Johnson in the slot. The thing is, when you put Calvin in the slot, any receiver in the slot, the guy's got a lot of different options on ways he can go. He's not pinned against the sideline out on the edge. He's in the slot. He can use the middle of the field. He can go vertical. He can go underneath. So it's a dangerous spot to have the best receiver in the game, but I think that's where he's going to be. Second, I think it's important for the Vikings to take care of the ball. This is not a newsflash. It's always important to take care of the ball. You never want to lose the turnover battle, but we're a run-first, run-dominated offense that wants to shorten the game. And we want to do that most weeks, but we want to do that when we go on the road. We want to do that when it's week one and we're on the road and the home team is feeding off the energy of the crowd. We want to shorten this game. We want to run the ball well. So we want to take care of the ball on offense. We don't want to turn it over and give this explosive Lions offense more opportunities. So I think it's important for Adrian when he's carrying the ball to have good ball security, and it's important for Christian to take care of the ball and not force things. We want him to let it loose and throw the ball when the opportunities are there, but no need to force it downfield. The third thing is special teams. I think the Vikings are going to have to do something special on special teams to get a win on the road here in week one. Now, they did it last year at Ford Field against this team. Marcus Sherrills had a punt return touchdown. Percy Harvin had a kickoff return touchdown. So we know Marcus Sherrills can do it. Cordarrelle Patterson has looked explosive so far as a Viking. He had a 50-yard kickoff return against the Houston Texans in the first preseason game, the opening kick. So obviously he's got the ability as well. Detroit has a new punter. He's the guy who handles their kickoffs. He's been booming touchbacks in the preseason, but hopefully he's punting all day. He gets tired. He hangs a kickoff. Cordarrelle gets his mitts on one and can take one to the house. That'll really alleviate a lot of pressure from our offense and from our defense if we can get 6 points on special teams. Those are my three keys to the game for the Vikings in week one. We travel to Detroit. The game is on Sunday. It's noon Central time. Make sure you catch the game. If you can't catch it on TV, you can catch it on the Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will call the action for you on the Vikings Radio Network. All right, that's it for this edition of the Wobcast. We leave you with a B-Rob callback.
Third and six from the 50. Rodgers out of the shotgun, takes the snap. Robinson hit him. It's a strip sack. Pick it up. Vikings ball at the 50. That's our ball. That's Vikings ball. No indication. Robinson with a strip sack. Huge, huge moment in the season right now.